In a letter to the Obama administration, Walker said he was directing Wisconsin's Department of Children and Families not to participate in the resettlement of Syrian refugees. Asked which benefits the state could deny, a DCF spokesman cited a list that includes health screening, job training, and programs for the elderly. Walker's letter came as religious and immigrants' rights groups pushed back against governors across the country taking similar steps. Lavinia Limon of the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants said she understands governors want to protect their residents.
But they have other things to protect as well, and I think American freedom and American values is also something governors should be protecting.
Walker declared yesterday that Wisconsin will not accept new Syrian refugees, but experts say that's a federal decision, not the state's. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.